You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. For 60 years, beginning in 1870, the Hudson and East Rivers were lined with floating pools full of New Yorkers swimming safely in the currents. But in the 1930s, water pollution closed them down. As part of our summer series on finding fun in the water, WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that some people in our area are working to revive the tradition of the river pool.
It's noon on a hot summer Saturday on the riverbanks of Beacon. Hundreds of people are climbing out of the Hudson after swimming a mile, starting from Newburgh on the far shore.
The water was fantastic.
213 swimmers make the crossing.
Another triumph.
They raised $50,000 to continue operating a small circular pool about 8 feet in diameter that floats off a waterfront park in Beacon.
A friend of mine who just signed up 2 days ago raised over $1,000, so it can be done.
That's Greg Wilson of Newburgh. Julie Rubin has completed the Beacon Swim for the past 5 years. She says she does it because the setting is magnificent.
And I do it because I get to see Pete Seeger every year, and that's a real joy.
Pete Seeger, the 94-year-old folk singer, is the Moses of the movement to reclaim the Hudson for recreation, an effort he helped start about 40 years ago. On this Saturday, he's stretched out on a grassy hill, leaning on his elbows and watching the swimmers come in dripping from the river. Seeger says this year's Beacon Swim is dedicated to his wife, Toshi, who died only 2 weeks before in early July.
My wife was the person who made things work. I get an idea for something, and I might even start it, but she was the brains in the family. And she'd see that it got finished.
He says that 40 years ago, he called a meeting to talk about what the river had become, a receptacle of sewage and industrial runoff, and to organize a group that would steer it back toward what it was in the 1800s, sublime, dotted with sloops, and the inspiration for a school of nature painting. But the night of Seeger's first meeting, only three people showed. Then Toshi got an idea.
And my wife said, "Don't call it a meeting. Call it a potluck supper." And now 30 people came.
40 years later, the Hudson is not pristine, but here in the Mid-Hudson Valley, it's clean enough to draw families to the Beacon River pool. Jamie Varinas is there soaking with his wife and kids.
It's pretty cool. It's got a spongy little bottom. When have you swam in a pool that has a spongy bottom?
The spongy bottom and submerged mesh walls help filter the water and keep users from drifting away. 10-year-old Joe Jacobs likes the pool, but isn't quite sure what to make of it.
Where are we right now?
We're in the Hudson River.
It's a pool, but it's a river.
Yes.
Isn't that mind-boggling?
Yes.
Up until the 1930s, New York City offered as many as 15 river pools to the overheated masses. The pools were made of pontoons, and some had elaborate wooden decks and two-story dressing rooms. But the river pools were made obsolete by what the Parks Department website calls environmental degradation. In other words, the water got gross. That triggered a building spree of public pools that use chlorinated water, all 55 of which have been opened this summer. But now the river pool might be coming back. A private group called Plus Pool wants to install a large floating pool in the shape of a plus sign in the East River, tethered by a walkway to Brooklyn Bridge Park. They're testing the concept now.
The goal is to get it to the same water quality that is in a typical city pool.
That's Archie Lee Coates IV, a designer with the project. He says that installing a safe-for-human swimming pool in New York Harbor will be harder than doing the same thing 50 miles north at Beacon. That's because during storms, city sewers belch liquid waste into local waters, which then become contaminated by
fecal coliform, which is essentially human waste.
Fecal coliform. But Coates says Plus Pool's series of screens, plus a built-in layer of disinfectant, will purify the water without adding chemicals to the river. His group has raised over $300,000 through Kickstarter to make it happen. They're hoping to get Plus Pool in the water by the summer of 2016. I asked a Parks Department spokeswoman about the project. She replied by email, "Don't know enough about it to comment." That doesn't bother Coates. He says that though he likes the spot off Brooklyn Bridge Park, the pool could also work in other locations.
We've talked to Governor's Island. We've talked to Hudson River Park Trust. there's an amazing thing going on right now, a plan called Blue Way on the east side of Manhattan. And so we're looking just everywhere and just trying to figure out what makes the most sense.
It all started upstream with Pete Seeger. He had the idea that the waterways around New York could be swimmable again, and that the more people using the Hudson River, the more people there would be to care for it.
Do you see these swimmers as Pete's children?
Oh, no. No, they're...
Pete and Toshi's children?
They're God's children.
For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.